Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are here to spoil a movie, okay? You either saw this movie, don't ever plan on seeing this movie, or don't care about spoilers, because we spoil the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And today's movie is none other than Coke Daniels, magnum opus, Karen. Named after Karen's namesake here.
Yes.
I don't know what other movies he's done. I've looked up directors. I don't think I've seen any of these movies. I didn't see Who Made the Potato Salad.
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see Gangsta Rap, the Glockumentary.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that one. I'm so sorry.
I didn't see Parking Lot Pimpin'.
Missed that one too.
So, at any rate, this movie is directed by Coke Daniels. It stars Taryn Manning as Karen, Corey Hardick as Malik, Jasmine Burke as Imani, Roger Dorman as Officer Wind, and a special cameo from Benjamin Crump. Ben Crump, the attorney.
Which I did not see coming.
So I know we know they lost their case at the end of this movie. first things first, Care. You know, we had to talk about what we like, what we didn't like, and all that stuff. But we got to talk about the plot, the synopsis. A racist woman takes it as a personal mission to displace the new black family that just moved into their neighborhood, but they won't back down without a fight. Taryn Manning is Karen. All right, give me something you liked about this movie.
Well, the number one thing, I mean, because I liked a lot of things, but one thing that I liked about
liked a lot of things, cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did.
I'm glad you did. I mean, yeah. It got a 2.8 out of 10 on IMDb, so. Let's get into what you liked.
I am one of the few people who had a ball watching this movie. I like the fact that it was 90 minutes. It was in and out, because I think sometimes movies do themselves a disservice by making, you know, things like this 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's just way, way too long. You don't have enough shit most of the time to stretch it that long. I like the fact that it was around 90 minutes, maybe a little over like 90 minutes. It was like, we out. And it was just the perfect length of time for me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that part. It did not overstay its welcome, even if it, you know, it didn't have much to do and much of, you know, it wasn't a complicated plot. I like Taryn Manning as Karen. Mm-hmm. I felt that she gave a really good performance as a racist white woman. I believed her, you know.
Me too.
I believed that this busybody would be all up in these black folks' house hating, and it felt like a movie that was written for and by Black Twitter, which is ironic being that Black Twitter hated it so much. But I can't imagine anything more right up their alley, and how they depict white women, and they think all white women are secret racists that just want to destroy black people's lives for no reason. I mean, this was that. I mean,
100%.
This was Black Twitter fan fiction, and
this is why I'll never believe them niggas, because they give you what you want. Y'all be like, we don't want that.
So I thought Taryn Manning gave a good performance as Karen. What else did you like?
I also liked the fact that it was, and like I said, and I'm gonna say this, and I know that this was how it was meant to be perceived, but how I perceived it, this was a fucking good ass comedy. I know they didn't make this as a comedy. The purpose was to be taken seriously, but for me, this was a good comedy. The acting was over the top. Everything was over the top. And I had a ball watching this comedy.
It was very unintentionally funny. Or maybe even, I would even give Coke Daniels the credit probably intentionally funny.
Because,
I mean, if you look at his other movies, he doesn't make very serious movies. So, a lot of people missed the point by trying to compare it to Get Out and Us and all this shit. Because it's just like, I don't think this movie was even trying to be that type of serious or good.
Mm-mm.
So I do think it was funny and over the top. And most of that I thought was Taryn Manning's performance, because, you know, the writing wasn't that complicated, but the situations all felt like ripped from Black Twitter. Just like, you know, I was talking to my homeboy in a restaurant. This white woman came over and told us, be quiet. And if we wouldn't comply, she would talk to the manager. You know,
I was in the kitchen cooking and this white lady come in there and say, girl, ain't you slaving it? What?
Yeah. And so I did like the racism, although, you know, they never say fully the N word, but mm-hmm. I did appreciate the racism. And I do wonder if the reason they didn't say the N-word is because Taryn Manning was like, come on, man. I'm not.
We can't go that far.
Like, I'm not destroying my career for this movie. Right. But, yeah. Another thing that I like was the racist cop brother.
Yes, racist cop brother.
He was.
He hit all the stereotypes.
He was amazingly racist. No subtlety about
yes!
it. Definitely no body cams on these cops,
because he was like, I am racist.
They had a good cop that was a rookie, and that rookie was just straight up on some like, yeah, this is racist and that's not what I signed up for. And he was like, shut up, rookie. I'm part of a brotherhood, the fraternal police. We are a secret code of racist cops that have been running America. Like, it was like, they definitely nailed that character. The only unbelievable part was that Karen's friend thought that he was so hot. I thought that was ridiculous.
There was nothing about him that was hot.
Yeah. What else did you like?
I also like the fact that apparently Hoteps can have money. Cause, you know, he was like, he came in with his Kunta cloth and was like, my queen, and we gonna get this house. I was like, oh, we 100% Hotep.
How many times are they gonna refer to that black woman as a queen? I love that scene where the alarm guy tries to holler at her.
Yes!
She's like, she shows her ring, like, ring, I'm married or whatever. He was like, hey, that's my favorite type. He put up his ring too.
Yes!
But yeah, it was a lot of black queens and kings and, stuff like that. Some of the obvious moments, like, is like, that's my neighbor. She's, Karen. And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's a Karen. What's her name? No, her name is Karen. Wait, so yo, Karen is named Karen? She's a Karen. But so it was just stupid like that. But, yeah, another thing I like was the stuff with the HOA and
yes!
especially Jan, the Asian woman that was actually on the black people's side.
She was like, that's racist!
Yeah, I feel like in these movies, these woke movies always go out of their way to show that Asian people can be complicit in being racist. And they very rarely do the opposite, where like, yeah, but some Asian people are like, I'm also a minority and I'm just like, it's not that I'm some type of activist, but just I think this racism is stupid and bad and y'all shouldn't do it.
Right.
And I like that Jan was like, yeah, but I mean, you being racist right now. And it felt real too that they wouldn't call her racist.
Right.
Like
yes.
the HOA people was like saying they knew she was racist and they would never get up and cross that line. She's like, guys, you're making it sound like I'm racist. And they're like,
nobody said that.
We're just saying that, you know, maybe, you know, we wanted some diversity in the neighborhood or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And at the end, it was like, yeah, we're not saying you're racist, but we're getting sued. So you mm-hmm. got to step down. Like, you can't have this job and we're being sued.
Yeah. And they even had the part complete with the viral Karen video with her harassing the black
yes!
boy.
Yes. And what was hilarious about that, especially with the brother, was that he was talking shit and get ready to arrest him. And somebody was like, hey dog, I got something to tell you. I was like, oh, I was thinking to myself, I bet you that black boy did it. Somebody, I didn't know who he was. I was like, that black boy did it. Somebody. And they was trying to save him the trouble. He was like, nope, I'm going full-fledged racist.
What else did you like?
I enjoyed the woke friends. The woke friends, they ball over there.
And, oh my God.
And everybody.
They had a full Black Lives Matter conversation.
Yes.
And Karen was like, but I thought all lives matter.
Yes, I don't see what the problem is. They was like, you got to go. We're having a great conversation. I don't understand, you know, why I have to leave. Why can't we continue to talk about this? It was good.
Yeah, that was so good and so ridiculous because black people don't talk like that.
No!
We've never been in a house like, did you see the last video? Black Lives Matter. Like it was only in this movie that they was talking like that. And
yeah.
And Karen and her fruitcake and
oh fucking fruitcake
talking bad about the black woman's dress and saying it was a little too provocative.
I like the way you do the mashed potatoes. This is potato salad.
Yeah, so it was yeah, I agree. I thought the woke friends definitely put it over the top.
Yeah, so the big earrings. I was like, who wrote these lines?
Yeah. Anything else for likes?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Keep going.
I like the beginning, when it first started off, and, it probably was Karen how she watched, like, Black Lives Matter. I was like, oh, shit, we in for a ride.
Yeah, she watched Black Lives Matter as the title screen was coming up. Like, she didn't want that shit on her, boulevard.
No, she didn't. My next thing I liked about it was, the decorations in the black people house. It was fucking her. Hilarious. They had like all the blacks, like somebody went to the fucking flea market and bought all the black soap and all, you know, the unks and all the black masks straight from Africa and Jamaica and just infused them into that home.
Yeah, I liked Jasmine Burke because you just don't get to see black women with that kind of butt get these kind of roles,
you know what normally. You don't I'll just say
you know so it was cool seeing somebody that had some booty and was, you know,
oh yeah,
was,
she was thick,
she was giving that Karen 17-year-old son a little bit too much of a show because apparently the black people in this universe don't believe in curtains and blinds.
They don't.
But yeah, another thing I like too was just the escalation, because it was obvious Karen was racist and stuff, but they didn't just do the full off, like, she shows up and starts calling people the N-word day one. It was this escalation of, like, microaggressions and, you know, turning the camera for your security right towards the black people's house. My 17-year-old son, you know, could see through the window, and apparently y'all were putting on a show. And then how the black people was trying to work with her, like, okay, yeah, you know, we'll put up the curtain, sorry about that, or whatever, you know. And how it just kept getting better, worse and worse, until eventually it got out of control. What else?
Also, what took me down was when Crump was talking, it was a motherfucking trumpet player. That dude stole the show!
A trumpet play, literally.
I thought it was a soundtrack.
As they wore Black Lives Matter shirts.
Yes!
And everyone in the community listened to the speech. I want to say it was playing the national anthem. Like, it was that.
I thought it was playing taps. I don't know.
No, that's different. It was that over the top. It was just like, in the land of the free on saxophone.
I bet you it was. Cause at first I was like, where's that trumpet coming from? And as it pans, I was like, oh, was a nigga in the corner playing the trumpet?
And the home of the brave.
Yes. And, also the thing that actually, took me out was the fucking final shot of the movie. How they like got right up underneath each other with the door open and looked at the screen like they was taking the Sears photo, the Oldham Mills photo.
They definitely broke the fourth wall on that one.
They did the Oldham Mills photo shot. Everybody looked. It was like,
the whole movie should have ended with Keenan Ivory Wayne saying message.
Yes.
Yeah, that last shot was crazy.
That shit was fucking
hilarious.
I thought
another thing I liked was the final act of the film. Where they just realized, listen, we can't make this movie 2 hours. So we need to go ahead and just make the stupid racist part the top. We just need to get to it right away. Mm-hmm. And so when Karen has her brother plant drugs on the black dude and falsely arrest him,
mm-hmm.
And then he's supposed to kill him or something, or take him to jail on this trumped up charges. She decides to go to the black woman's house, break in and kill her, with a gun, which I don't know any reason, any way they will be able to cover this one up. But she literally breaks in this black woman's house, and the line that killed me was when she kicked open the door and goes, "Hello, girlfriend. Hello, girlfriend."
Yes!
Or, "Hey, girlfriend," something like that. And then she literally shoots up the house, shoots the black woman. The good cop goes, "Hey, what are y'all doing? This is a murder cover up," because he was slow on the uptake. And is up shooting her brother, then getting shot by Karen. And then the black woman gets the brother's gun and shoots Karen and kills her. And I guess that's the end of the movie. But that last act was cuckoo bananas.
Yes, it was. It was hilarious. And I liked the fact that they was like, "If we're going to be ridiculous, let's be all the way ridiculous." Like, I liked the fact that they was like, "Hey, if we're going to be fictional, let's be fictional. Why are we going to, why are we, but the whole concept, why are we basing, I mean, cause there are really Karens, but it was like, just the whole concept, why are we basing this, oh, and the kids was hilarious too, because, her daughter, was helping the black woman, pick up trash after Karen had kicked the trash can over, and she was talking to her, and she was like, "My mommy don't like black people. My mommy don't like you.
She don't like you either." Like, yeah, it was so ridiculous. What a
it was ridiculous, y'all.
Anything else for likes?
I'm trying to think. I think that is it for me.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more. When the black dude goes to her house, she tries to fuck him. Like, clearly she tried to fuck this dude. Like, he went to her house. It was supposed to be like she needed him to get some put some radiator fluid or something in her, right? Some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so, and it was like something real simple too, like she could have obviously did it herself,
right?
And then she touched his arm, he spilled some on his shirt, she was like, "Why don't you take off your shirt?" Like it was a B-rated porno flick,
right?
And then he fucking goes to the bathroom to wash his hands, and it's clear she tried to fuck him. And in the bathroom, he sees she has Confederate flag soap, which I don't know what part of Pinterest or Etsy you gotta be on to get the Confederate
it's
flag.
Probably out there somewhere.
Soap, but the way they filmed it was so stupid, because the way they filmed it was the camera pans down to the soap, and the actor and the audience are supposed to be shocked, like, "Oh my god, she's racist, the subtle clues, how could we have missed this?" But the way your vision works, it's impossible to have not seen that soap right away as soon as you walked in the bathroom. Like, it was just like,
yeah,
he walked to the bathroom to wash his hands, he would have literally looked down and seen the soap. Like, it wasn't like he found it behind, like he opened up the medicine cabinet and saw the Confederate flag in there. Mm-hmm. Like, this was totally
was
in the open.
It's out in the open, and she had all the Confederate generals hanging around in her bathroom.
And she had and she had no zero Southern accent, so it didn't even make sense.
No, it did not.
She just likes racism. But she did want to fuck the black dude, apparently. But yeah, anything else? All right, anything you didn't like?
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I had a ball watching this movie. I know this is ridiculous. I know it don't make sense, but I actually enjoyed this movie. It was a comedy, and I was here for the laughs.
You are out of your mind. This movie was so bad.
Oh yeah, it's bad. It's now
so, the acting is terrible.
It's over the top.
The script is so straightforward. There's no subtlety to any of the characters, mm-hmm, or any of the depictions. The thing, a lot of the script was bland to me, and mm-hmm, that really bothered me. Like, the jokes could have been like good with some comedic timing, mm-hmm, or if they hired some more like funnier people, but because they kind of wanted to play it straight and probably low budget, they didn't hire the kind of actors that delivered those lines. And so some of the lines that were supposed to really hit hard felt like they didn't connect in the way that I would have really liked. It's the difference between me having a budget to get like Michael Ealy to play this character, yeah, and Regina King to play the character or something, like, you know, even if it's Nia Long, what, like getting those kind of actors, the budget really hurt this film, because that in a different way, like The Intruder is a better film because you have better actors and you have more in my, you know, black fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Well, I think we watched that together.
Black executive, yeah, fan fiction. You have more money and so it's more extravagant, and that's a big part of it. But without when they're just living in a house that a lot of us could afford, it's not the same feeling of like, look, you know, and not the same delivery and quality of acting and work. So I think the budget hampered this more than anything.
And
you can see it.
And also, I said I love the comedy, but you know, if I'm going to take my bias out and actually be fair, no, this is not a good movie. And the fact that I actually think it's a comedy is not a good thing, because I don't think it was supposed to be presented as a comedy. They actually was like, hey, we're gonna take ourselves seriously, and I'm here, you know, laughing at how bad and terrible the acting is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could see some people watching this going, the fuck is this, and why are they presenting this in a manner that I can't take seriously?
All right. So yeah, I think that was it. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff, you know, but everything we talked about, I think on the good side, you can hear the bad side of what we talked about,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how ridiculous some of the escalations were in this, like the fact that they just went from 0 to 100, or not even 0 to, but like 40 miles an hour to 100 at the end, was like, we're going to kill these black people. Not the black kids who recorded us and, mm-hmm, have got me out, but we're going to just kill these black people, plant drugs on them and all this stuff. Cause they moved in next door and everyone knows I'm racist and all this stuff. Like, it was very over the top and kind of nonsensical, but,
mm-hmm,
let's go ahead and rate it 0 to 5.
I'm going to give it 2 scores. My first score is going to be a 5 because it was a fucking comedy and I was here for it and I laughed and I had a ball watching the Roger. But the real score, this is a 1. This is terrible. It's actually not good. if you're coming, think you're gonna get some Oscar worthy shit, you're not. Like, it is not good. I agree with Roger Kyle. You said they needed higher quality actors, or even the things that like was supposed to be presented funny. They like the shit I'm laughing at, it's not supposed to be funny, but it's just funny to me. Like you said, you need people that are able to do certain things to emote better and shit like that, if you wanted to do those types of things, because they could have did it and poked fun at it, but I don't think it was supposed to be presented in that way. So no, it is not good. It is actually a 1. So those are my 2 scores.
Yeah, like hair and makeup and shit really wasn't good. Like, it was just a lot of like people. Like, it looked like a Tyler Perry production without, mm-hmm, Tyler Perry's craft. And like, which is so funny to say, but I absolutely mean it in sincerity. Tyler would have done a better job with this script.
He would have.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, I also feel like it'd give it a couple of scores. As black executive fan fiction, this is near the bottom. This is not good because they didn't take us on the flights of fancy that black executive fan fiction demands. You gotta give this motherfucker a great car. Your house has to be fucking stellar. Their jobs have to be nondescript, but they're rich and they do rich people shit and hang out with other black rich people.
Right.
That never happens in here, and that's to me is a staple of black executive fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Like these thrillers where the white person is intruding on the black family and black couple, it always required there be an element of opulence, and that was missing from this film. As opposed to, they did nail some of the other stuff, you know, the sexual like kind of weird tension that white and stuff, like that's in there. I know Intruder had that, you know, mm-hmm, some of these other movies had that, but yeah, it just not good. So as black executive fan fiction, I give this like a 1 out of 5. That's the lowest I would give. Like, it's just bad. It barely qualifies as a movie in general and the way that it's meant to be perceived. And I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and say he meant for it to be a ironic comedy of some type, it still isn't necessarily good at that. Like, it's funny, but never in a place where I felt like he meant for it to be funny. Mm-mm. Very rarely is there something you're laughing at where I think the writing and the script and the characters and the director and the actors felt like this is gonna land and make people laugh. So yeah, I would definitely say, even in just as a movie, it's a 1 out of 5. Like, that being said, I did enjoy the irony, and it's so bad that it is, it's entertaining in a way because it is so bad.
Right.
Like, I'll definitely give it that. Like, if you can't be good, then be bad enough for us to talk about you.
Yes.
So there you guys go. Let's talk to these comments. We got a couple comments. My solo review of Gunpowder Milkshake has garnered its second comment from Peyton Jr., who says, Sir Karen Gillan and the lady from Kimmy Schmidt and the Klan pageants are two different people. I think you mean are two different people, Peyton. Okay, maybe let's check the spelling on that before we hit send next time. See, we both made mistakes. I made a mistake of not being able to tell
white woman blind.
And you made a mistake of spelling eight instead of R. Don't put that evil on Karen. I like this movie. Didn't go in with a lot of expectations. It was just a shoot 'em up. Listen, all movies are good if you don't expect anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna knock you for that. Sometimes that's why I enjoy movies, because I'm like, I didn't expect shit and it was a movie. But that ain't exactly a ringing endorsement. And Todd leaves a comment on Shang-Chi. Rod and Karen, I really enjoyed this movie. Not much to add to your review because y'all hit all of the key points. The cast really came up big with all the performances. I agree that this movie was effortlessly and unapologetically Chinese. All of the subtle nods to Chinese and Chinese American culture were brilliantly depicted. And finally, hashtag them arts. Y'all, shout out to Firestarter. Fight choreography was excellent. Question, have you had the chance to watch Marvel Hot Shots, All Hail the King? It shows a release date of 2014, but I stumbled upon it on Disney Plus last week. It's a 13-minute short set after Iron Man 3. Trevor Slattery pretty much summarizes it in Shang-Chi, but it's hilarious to see it play out. Yeah, I saw that. I don't think Karen said she saw it, but it's the short where it's after Iron Man 3 takes place in the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. and the guy who played the Mandarin, Trevor Slattery, the actor, is in prison, and we see somebody break into the prison, kill some of the guards or knock him out or whatever, and then abduct him. And I think the hand that is abducting him has the 10 rings tattoo on it or something. So we know that whoever took him is the real, like, the quote unquote real Mandarin in this case. So yeah, I did see that a long time ago. And I think it was just cause I had the Blu-rays and I was just fucking around. Like, I think
you said it was advertised at the end of it or something like that.
It was one of the bonus features. And I'm not even sure it was a bonus feature of Iron Man. I think it might have been a bonus feature of another movie.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, like Captain America Civil War. And then you click on it and go look. But now all those shorts are on Disney Plus. Mm. So if you want to see like maybe 5 or 6 of these little shorts or something, maybe even less, but yeah, I did see that. Lastly, we saw the standard version, so we got the following trailers: Venom, Dune, Eternals, The Kingsman, West Side Story, and 007. Looking forward to Venom, Eternals, The Kingsman, and 007. Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer for Dune. Maybe we'll see that soon.
We should.
You know, I didn't grow up on Dune like that, so, you know, hopefully it's just something interesting, you know. Thanks for all you do, Todd. Thank you, Todd. We appreciate you.
We do.
And we hope y'all appreciate these reviews. And if you're checking out Karen, we got it by buying it off of Vudu. I think you can rent it in some places and stuff. I don't know if it's in theaters. I doubt it.
I doubt it.
And I think BET Plus has it if you're a member of the BT Plus streaming, and they actually are going to drop a few more of these type of movies, and hopefully this is the one that had that's the least of them. Hopefully the others are better than this.
Yeah, and the way people talked about it and shit, I could see it having high streaming numbers just because people are talking about it so much.
Maybe I don't know how many people bought it. You gotta spend money.
Okay.
Unless you're on BET Plus, yeah, which I mean, don't think a lot of people have.
No, most people don't. Most people are like,
so they had to go download a new app to watch this movie, and I don't know if this is download a new app level care.
No, it's not.
All right, y'all, we'll talk to you soon. Until then, peace.